This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The most interactive show on radio, most inclusive show on radio begins. Covino and Rich, spots on the videos. And shout out to all the affiliates waking up with us on your commute back to work. Hope you had a great President's Night. And I hope you have a great day. Let's go.
Yeah, I celebrate. I kept the top hat on in the bedroom.
Nice, nice.
He gave it to her Abe Lincoln style.
I
don't even know what that means.
That means you keep the top hat on.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, and your socks.
I don't know.
Yeah, your socks and your Abe Lincoln hat, your top hat. But lots to get to today.
Yeah.
Shaq's in the news. LeBron's in the news. Rich has a dumb hypothetical.
Rendon
is speaking out his ass. Lots of dumb things to get to today. We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense, so you're going to get a ton of that today.
It's me, Anthony Rendon's ass.
Yeah. We're going to talk some baseball.
Yes.
Again, a hypothetical that has to do with your team winning. And I got to talk about people loving to play dumb. People love to play dumb. And
some people aren't playing, maybe. I don't know.
Again, stop playing.
So while you get ready, you get situated, I want to remind you, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. This hour is brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan, try the tire decision guide, and see the full line of hand-cooked tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right.
Now, as we kick off the Dan Patrick Show, Covino and Rich sitting in. It's a real quick question. Won't harp on it for more than a minute. Then I do want to talk LeBron. If you could pick any time of the day, no matter what you did for a job, when would you want to work? Because when we fill in for DP, there's the sense of no one likes when their alarm goes off early. We're on the West Coast. I know all of his East Coast affiliates like, hey, dummies, it's 9 o'clock.
We like to pick our schedules by 3 to 4 hours because we work at radio. That's not the real life.
No, but I know, like, my mom's schedule shifts a lot, and sometimes she works closing or opening, and people like different things. There is a sense of getting out of work early. Like, if you're the person that starts at 4, 5, 6 in the morning.
I've always said it, man, early, like Mr. Furley, but not too early. You know, not too early. You got to realize out here on the West Side, we're in L.A., you got to wake up like 4:30 in the morning. I mean, 5 at the latest to do a 6 a.m. morning show, and that's what Dan Patrick does.
Well, that's every morning show in the history of radio and television.
He does it from the East Coast.
Like, one of our buddies, Gary Streisky, works for ESPN in Bristol.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see when he does that 3 a.m., like, when they have to do the early Sports Center, the whole crew is like,
that's
hey, wake
birds.
Up at 1 a.m., and I'm like, wake
birds.
Up at 1 a.m.?
Literally, for the birds.
Yeah.
Because that's who you're talking to. That's who's waking up with you.
The only point I'm going to make is no one likes working late because they want to have dinner with their family, their kids, everyone. They want to be able to go out with their buddies for a cocktail, go out for a girls' night. No one wants that ass schedule of working late. But when you have to wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that Howard Stern said something back in the day that I couldn't agree with more because I worked in morning radio. We do afternoons now here on Fox Sports Radio, but when you work morning radio or TV or any job, whether it's at the factory, you know, driving, whatever you do for a living, you can't truly enjoy the night before knowing you have to wake up.
Never. Like, never. You can't have a cocktail. You can't really watch a late night movie.
If like you and your wife are watching something at 10 p.m., you're like, I'm enjoying it, but it's 10. I got to wake up in like 6 hours.
You do adjust a little bit.
I guess you do eventually.
I would say in radio, which is different because, again, we're talking 3 to 4 hour increments.
But you also have to be on.
I would have to say Colin's got the time spot, the time slot.
Like the one where everyone would say for life?
Yeah. He's on at 9 a.m.
9 to noon.
9 to noon? Give me a break. Like waking up for a 9 a.m. show, that's not that drastic.
That's like normal.
And then,
society.
Yeah, that's normal living. And then being done by noon. Now, I'm not saying he's done because there's still a lot of things to do, but that would be the ultimate for radio. You know, a nice short day like that and being done and having the rest of your day, oh, that's the goal for sure. But
whatever,
he's got that locked up.
Whatever you do for a living, we appreciate you listening and hanging
with us. Absolutely.
I want to get into this LeBron thing. Covino and Rich in for DP. LeBron James, my thing here is this. I think there are times we all love to play dumb. Let's listen to LeBron James and then I'll explain.
I have not mapped out how many seasons I have left. I know it's not that many. I also don't know if I will. I was asked this question a couple of days ago. Will you kind of take the farewell tour or will you kind of just Tim Duncan it? I'm 50-50.
Okay. Will he take the farewell tour?
Reminder, he's 39 years old, so how much longer could he play? I mean, he's still in great shape, but Father Time is undefeated. There's honor in the fight, and he's fighting well.
Did Tommy really take a farewell tour?
Tom Brady, I feel like. No, you know, I guess he retired, unretired, and then we thought he was going to unretire again, so I don't think he really had a, quote, farewell tour.
But it seems like it's more for the NBA players, right? Because you kind of know.
MLB,
baseball,
too.
Baseball does it big time.
You know, so, I always think of, I'm a Yankees fan, Covino here, always think of Jeter, Big Poppy. You see other legends, they do their tour and farewell, and other franchises present them with gifts and that sort of thing. So
I think my question here goes a little something like this.
Hit it!
Why do we play dumb?
People are playing. People are just dumb.
People ask questions. And then when they get answers to those questions, they're like, can you believe what this guy said? Hey, LeBron, do you know how the end of your career is shaping up? Like, what do we got left in the tank? He answers.
Truthfully, he doesn't
know.
And
then he says, well, in fact, some of the
other— I would say 2 years max.
And then someone asked him, yo, LeBron, you're going to do some big, how do you do? Or are you going to do a Tim Duncan style and just sort of have your last season and not really let it be known? That's a legit question for, I don't know, other than Michael Jordan, the most popular, best basketball player of all time, do you not want LeBron to do a tour?
So Rich is saying you asked him a question, he gave you an answer, and now you're going to criticize him for the answer because you don't like it? Or
two examples.
I mean, you asked him the question.
He was
honest.
There was a red carpet overseas in the last couple days, and I saw this, and it goes along the lines of, like again, people playing dumb. You've seen the movie Saltburn, or you've heard of it?
Yeah, it was terrible. Worst movie I've ever seen.
Covino went on a rant that it was the worst thing he's ever seen.
It's trash.
That's just
my opinion.
I don't feel bad giving a spoiler here.
But you know why I hated it too, though? Let me explain this. Saltburn, Amazon. There was such big buzz behind it, and all the weenials loved this movie. Younger people loved it. So I felt like, am I getting old because I don't identify with it? What are they seeing that was good? Because I hate it.
Saltburn,
I felt like a grumpy old guy, and I don't want to be that. That was a terrible movie.
Saltburn had shocking moments just to be shocking.
Right.
And there's an ending sequence. And again, I don't feel bad spoiling this at all. The movie ends with a dude frolicking would be the word.
Okay.
A guy frolicking naked through a mansion. Naked. To the song, Murder on the Dance Floor.
It's terrible.
And it's a very memorable scene because you're like, what is going on here? This dude's just flamboyantly frolicking through a house naked.
It was forced shock value.
And someone on the red carpet asked that dude, like, you know, I've been hearing about, were there prosthetics used? And because there was a lot of weird nudity. And they seemed like appalled, like, this is art. How could you ask? It was the most overboard forced shock, and someone's offensive by asking about prosthetic junk.
Right. If you're dancing around with your man meat out in a very popular movie, and I think it's fair game at that point for someone to ask you about it. It's the movie you're in. You did it. So again, for LeBron to get any criticism, I'm with you. But that doesn't mean you have to like the response.
No, but
all the time.
If someone said, hey, Becca, let's go to your single days.
Okay.
Hey, Covino, when you went to the club, yo, you trying to sleep with that hot girl?
You better believe it, bruh.
Can you believe Covino went to the club to try to sleep with someone?
Well, you asked me, man. I'm just being honest.
So
I wasn't advertising it. You asked.
My point is, do we not want LeBron to have a farewell tour?
Well,
and are we naive
to
think that it's not on the horizon? And if
right.
it is,
that's the second part of the question. The guy's, what, 21 seasons in, 39 years old. We're talking living legend, whether you like him or not. Icon. LeBron James, what he's done for the game, what he's done for the sport, how long he's been in it, what he's given to it. The guy's given 110%. You know, the example he lives and plays by. You mean to tell me, what does Marty McFly say? You're telling me that this guy doesn't deserve a farewell tour? Give me a break. You asked him the question. He responded, he's 50-50. I'd say if anyone deserves one, it's him. And I'm not necessarily what you would call a LeBron fan. I'm not a hater by any means either. But think about
Jeannie
the longevity. What's up, Joel?
Jeannie loves those farewell tours.
You know what? It's for the fans too, though, man. Fans want to pay their respect. It's not just for LeBron and his ego.
He
deserves it.
She always says she hated that Kobe couldn't get one.
Yeah, but all right, ready? Yeah. Let's look at it this way. Bursch, Cope, everybody chime in. You don't think that it would mean a lot to the fans to see LeBron one last time? Think about the eras we lived in.
Era.
Did you get the chance to see Jordan one last time? You weren't thinking that way, right? Were you? Were you thinking that way? You were like, man, I wish I saw him. Me, as a sports fan, I'm like, did I see Jordan? No, I don't think so. Man, but I wish I did.
I mean,
live.
You could think that way about music. A lot of times an artist hangs it up.
Well, guess whose birthday it is today? Kurt Cobain's. You know how many times I think to myself, man, I wish I saw Kurt Cobain live. But if you knew this was like the last chance, last time you had an opportunity to see a legend live, now you want to make a point to go and do it. So just as much as it is to honor LeBron, it's for the fans. So you could say to your grandkids one day when you're feeding the ducks with your nose-picking son, grandson, grandkid, whatever that is, who knows what the kids are like in the future. You could tell them, I saw LeBron. It was his farewell tour, but I'll never forget it. It's just as much for the fans as it is for LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Other artists and athletes have done it. Why would we not want LeBron?
I don't think there's anyone more deserving.
I think we would all have a greater appreciation for LeBron if he did a farewell tour.
Yeah.
Because the dude is obviously bashed all of the time. Of course, he's an all-time great. We all know it. But people love to bash him. I think if he had a final season that everyone knew was his final season, people would appreciate him more.
Yes.
I agree. I think it's so many people have done it. It's again, it's a newer thing. You're right. In the 80s, it wasn't like, hey, you going to see Ryan Sandberg for the last time? There was no, you know, when a guy retired, he just sort of eventually announced, hey, it's over. Now, if you're a star and you've been in the league, you know, a decade or so, and you're one of those marquee names, when it's time to hang it up, every time you go to a city for the last time, it is a cool opportunity for the fans to say, do I want to see this person for the last time?
Do we feel differently about it, though, if he goes and plays for one more team? I mean, how many?
Why would he do that, to potentially play with his son somewhere? Otherwise, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why
I remember
would he
when
do
Mike
that?
Went to Washington, it's like, didn't we already farewell to him, Mike?
Yeah, that's the weakest move, I think, at this point. I really think that. Especially when there was speculation recently about him playing with Golden State Warriors, and there was some speculation.
All right, I don't want to tell you.
How weak. That's just the weakest way to go out, because if you're if you're not playing at the top of your game, it's always viewed as the latter years when you sucked. You know, anytime you end with a different team like that, it's just never viewed
the proper way. If you end with a team you had been on for a little while, your declining skills are less apparent.
Unless he goes back to Cleveland or something.
LeBron has declining. Right? He doesn't have declining skills, in my opinion.
No. But, you know, he has to play at a certain level. But if he goes back to a team he played on,
yeah,
then I'm more okay with it.
Yeah, then he won't look like an Emmitt Smith on the Cardinals or something.
Legend should avoid that sort of look at all costs.
So you don't want to be like,
protect. That's where we as a society have to protect LeBron. Like, hey, no, don't do that because it sucks. It's their legacy to tarnish, but you know that if he's playing for some other team and it looks random, you're like, ugh.
I mean, he's a good guy. And a good sport about, you know, being the punchline of a lot of jokes. People love to bust the chops of LeBron. But if he does say, next year's my last year, you're telling me you wouldn't want to take your kid to see LeBron James
That's
one last time?
Saying. Yeah.
I think you would.
You buy your LeBron foam finger, you make a whole day out of it, you get to say you saw a legend play.
I mean, Billy Joel just announced that he's wrapping up his tour. His monthly residency at Madison Square Garden. If you live in New York, you don't maybe want to go see Billy Joel one more time before he's like done with the Garden?
Yeah, but you got to make sure too, because then as a fan you feel duped, because there's a lot of people that are like, wait, I thought this was the last time Kiss was playing. And then they keep on playing all the time. So if they're done, they got to be done.
What about you catch the game-winning ball, the touchdown, yes. His final pass? And he comes out of retirement.
Right.
Wait, Spot, I feel like there was a show in New York where it was the last play at Shea? And they're like, we're going to do part two. So it was like, last play at Shea, part two.
It was two nights.
Like, they had a second night.
But Joel brings up a good point. In sports, it's even more significant because it's like their last shoe, their last jersey, the last ball they threw. You know, all these things matter. And then you come out of retirement and you're like, psych! All those things are now erased, and it doesn't matter. Like, if you're done, you got to be done. So, again, it's a two-part doozy. Part one, if you ask the question and the person responds, are you going to be mad at it just because you didn't like the response? They're just answering the question, right? Maybe it was a stupid question to begin with. Part two, if LeBron's talking about retirement because someone asked, and he's talking about a farewell tour.
Why we act like it wouldn't be special?
How in the world could you or could anyone speculate that if anyone deserves a farewell retirement tour, it's LeBron James, whether you like him or not? Whether you, like Bursch said, this is the time where you put all the hatred aside, all the criticism aside, and you applaud strictly his career, the resume, the amount of years, the amount of time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears he put into this since he was just a little kid.
I do hear a lot of people say that, come on, LeBron's calculated. He already knows what type of farewell tour he even wants. And then it did get me thinking one thing, because there's a part of me that wants to believe LeBron on what he says face value, but he said one thing the other day, so I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, so I will say I don't believe him when he did say, I found out when you guys found out about the rumblings with Golden State.
Right.
You really think LeBron James wasn't even involved in that conversation or didn't get a heads up from anyone? You think LeBron found out about the Golden State rumors when we did?
No, I don't believe that. But again,
so when he says that, do you believe the other thing?
Again, we don't deserve that answer. I mean, let him say whatever he wants. And I'm sure if Danny G was here, he'd have something to say about this because he defends LeBron at all costs.
Let's say what's up to Kenny in South Dakota. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. I just got to say, you know, if LeBron comes back for his final farewell tour and his team is in the playoffs, does load management become an issue? And then you're buying your ticket for game 42 of the season and all the kids are there and he's not going to play.
That's it's interesting because load management, it is a thing because you know what they consider a lot of games now? If you play like 60 out of 82, like that's like a lot of games.
Maybe he plays a few important minutes. He's not playing as long. There's other ways to do it. You know,
it is interesting because if he does announce a big farewell tour and all of a sudden it's like, yo, LeBron's in.
Yeah, but you ever think, Danny G here, you ever think that maybe he doesn't really want to even talk about that? He's in the middle of a season right now and he wants to talk about the season at hand. You know, it's an awkward question when you're still competing in the moment. Like, he doesn't want to appear like the old guy all the time. Like, honest to God, LeBron, again, old guy on the court, young guy in life. You think I'd want to be talking about retirement? I do have friends that talk about retirement. I'm like, dude, what are you, 7 years old? Get out of here. I don't want to talk about that. I'm still trying to kill it. I'm still trying to bring it. I'm still trying to be somebody. I'm just saying that's old guy talking. Whether you're there or not in your career, some people don't want to talk about it. I don't. That's I sure true. As hell do not. If you like what you do, that's another thing. These guys live the dream. He's living the dream. He's playing in the NBA.
You think he really wants to talk about those things? No. So you're lucky you got that response from the guy. Well, your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. It's just a question of, can you get mad at someone that just sort of answering the questions you ask? A la LeBron James, a la the Saltburn question.
Well, if I ask my girlfriend if she's cheating on me and she says yes, yeah, I'll be mad. But, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do?
Call Tyrone.
Sometimes you ask questions that you
Tyrone?
Don't.
Oh, no. Right,
well, the number is 877-99 on Fox. We'll take your feedback next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, it's day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick. So that means we're here tomorrow, too. So get used to it. And on Thursday, we're in for Colin Cowherd. But normally, Covino and Rich on from 2 to 4 on the West. Which, by the way, we were talking about schedules. Kind of a great schedule, man.
Yeah.
No complaints here.
Hit that East Coast drive home, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 to 7 on the East Coast. That's where we're from. I'm from Union, New Jersey. Rich Davis from Franklin Square. Spotty Boy from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. But we're out here in L.A. with Bursch and Joel and Cope. And thank you guys for waking up with us, hanging out with us, live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. And owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. Is it extraordinary or extraordinary? It's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Now, do we love to play dumb?
Dude, people are just dumb.
Or are people just dumb? The point we were making to start the show was a lot of times you're asked questions. And then when you answer those questions, people are like, can you believe what this guy said?
Can you believe? Well, he answered your question. Can you believe? But you know what? This also ties into something Anthony Rendon said. We'll talk about that later. Because he was asked a question. People really didn't like his response about baseball being a priority in his life.
It's a lot of times you ask a question, and truthfully, you don't want the answer, or you're trying to fish an answer out of the person that'll be salacious. Because who really wouldn't want LeBron James to have a farewell tour? Take a listen to what LeBron James had to say.
Seems as I have left, I know it's not that many. I also don't know if I will. I was asked this question a couple days ago. Will you kind of take the farewell tour, or will you kind of just Tim Duncan it? I'm 50-50.
Listen, he has the most people around his locker after every game. He is a legend playing the game currently, outside of Michael Jordan. You know, the tired debate ever. Who greatest of all time? LeBron is easily in everyone's top five, if not the second greatest player ever. Why would you not want to see this guy go on a farewell tour after giving fans 20 plus years of highlights?
Again, this
championships
is garnering some criticism, but he was asked about it. And, you know, off the air, we were discussing that no matter what he said, this is the other thing, no matter what he said, because he's LeBron, people are going to have an opinion or something to say about it. So if he was like, nah, people are going, no, what do you mean? You're taking away from the fans. You deserve it. What are you talking about? No. And if he was like, absolutely, what an egomaniac.
Yeah.
Guy's so full of himself, wants a farewell tour. You believe this guy? Get a load of LeBron. Wants everyone to kiss his ass. That's what we would say. So, you know, I think he played it perfectly when you think about it. 50-50. I don't know. And he's taking the temperature. What do you guys want? You decide.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm 50-50.
And I'm sure he has a plan on it. But, again, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You ask questions and you get a response. Don't be complaining about it.
And don't remember, be shocked.
In your personal life, too, if your wife or girlfriend ever asks you something stupid, either ignore it, or play this game of, well, you asked. How are you mad at me when you ask a stupid question? If she's there and she's caressing your chest and she's like, am I the best you've ever been with? You have to say yes. You know? She asked,
but I mean,
but you have to say yes. If you say no,
I'm saying there's even questions that no matter what you answer, it's a you can't answer it right.
Her follow up is, are you lying?
Yeah, what if you say 50-50?
50-50.
I think you learned something from LeBron's response.
Oh, you dare not say 50.
Yeah, no, well, BK, it could mean anything. Be like, yeah, you kind of, but it also keeps you on your toes.
You learn something by this, by a lot of times a question has no real answer that is going to just. There's no answer. Hey, you going to a bachelor party? Hey, you going to get some strippers? You say yes?
50-50.
You say yes? Man, what a disrespectful guy you are. You say no? What type of lame bachelor party is that?
You know what? I'm actually going to use this more often just to keep people guessing. I don't owe you an answer. Get out of here. I don't owe you anything.
That's my new answer for everything. 50-50.
50-50.
You know, let me just make an observation real quick because I love you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Have been together so great and you work so good together.
Over 20 years.
You two as two different managers at the press conference answering the questions. Yeah. Everybody will come to Rich because Rich will keep them laughing but give them the same answer. He has the same answer. Yeah. And then they would love Covino, but Covino will get tired of them dumb questions.
Yeah, I'm a little angrier. Yeah, I'm a little angry. You know why? Because my life's aggravating.
And he gets worked up. He's like, oh, good question. What? Good question. Get out of here.
Because everybody aggravates me. It's not me. It's not my disposition. It's the people I'm surrounded by that annoy me.
You're like Larry David. On the new season of Curb, he said he doesn't, he likes humanity. He just doesn't like individual people.
And they bring me down, so eventually I'll lose my cool. But I think we learned something here. And again, to wrap it up, no matter what LeBron said here, he would get criticized. And if anyone deserves a farewell tour, and it's not for everyone, there's been far lesser athletes that have taken it in where he actually deserves it, whether you like him or not.
Let's go to New Jersey and say what's up to Mitch. What's up, man? You're on Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
He's not prepared. He's not even thinking about retirement. Because, you know, he likes to be liked. We all like to be liked. I hope he can play as long as Tom Brady, and maybe he can play with one of his sons, because his youngest son, Bryson, I think he has more talent than Bronny. Bronny, you know, he's going to get drafted for his name, or maybe he won't. So he'll be signed. He should play 2 years, Bronny James. And then we'll see if all these two sons play with LeBron. I'm hoping he can play with both Bryson and Brian. What do you think?
I mean,
that's probably part of his answer, Rich. He's probably thinking, I do want to hang on to play with my son, and I'm the only guy right now that thinks my son can make an impact on this team or any team in the NBA.
Well, I mean, him talking about his son playing basketball, it's like one of those moms. Remember back in the day on American Idol? They're like, my daughter could sing! And then she gets in front of Simon Cowell in the 2000s.
Well, his son could play.
Little pitchy.
Can he play on that
little
level?
Little pitchy dog.
Right.
He's on a mediocre college hoops team, and you tell him he's going to make an impact on the Lakers?
Yeah, well, that's why he's probably torn. He's probably thinking, yeah, you know, my feet hurt and I should retire, but I do want to stick around. But I don't know, my son's not playing that well. Look, he's on the fence. 50-50, great answer. Roll with it moving forward, because not everybody deserves
an answer.
You could ask whatever you want. That doesn't mean that you need to respond. Now, that being said, Rich, I have another question. Okay, and if you want to chime in and leave your thoughts on LeBron, does he deserve a farewell tour? You're sick of his wishy-washy answers, whatever it is. Can you be mad at him if he was asked a question? Hit us up at Covino and Rich. Hashtag Covino's awesome. At Covino and Rich. At Steve Covino. At Rich Davis. You know what? I mean, we are on Dan Patrick. Shout out to all the affiliates. One of the perks and bonuses.
Oh, and shout out to Marvin, who we hung out with at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Marvin, one of the Danettes. You know, great crew.
Compare hands with Marvin?
Why? He's got big hands?
Little hands.
Oh, you got little hands?
I didn't notice that. He got little hamburger hands.
Yo, Joe, let me tell you a quick story. Talk about little hands. I'm not saying that's any reflection of Marvin. But so, Spot, you happen to be with me.
Well, my point is, before you talk about Marvin, for filling in for Dan Patrick, and millions are listening.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, do you mind giving us a follow? And if you like our show, check out the podcast for free, Covino and Rich.
Yeah, is that really asking a lot? At Covino and Rich. Give us a follow. We're
at
nice guys.
Covino and Rich.
Anyway, little hands, did not notice. But there was a time, Joel, where we all went bowling with a group of people, a few couples, a couple friends. We went to a bowling alley after dinner. Like, yeah, let's go bowling. You go to the desk. Yeah, two games. I got to get shoes. You know what you do. You hand them
Bart's your- behind the counter spraying them. What size shoe you need?
So there's like four dudes there and the wives and girlfriends. You have a size 11. I have a size 10. You have a size 10. I have a size 12. One guy takes his shoe off and he goes, I'll have a size 6.5. And
I would immediately turn around.
I made eye contact with our buddy Spot. I'm like, did that dude just say 6.5? Joel, he was
fixated on his man feet?
He was a 6 foot tall guy.
Was he a schoolboy?
And Spot and I were like, how does he not tip over? Like, this dude had little, like,
he was a man,
he had,
right?
Like, dainty feet like your wife or girlfriend would have.
He was a 6 foot guy. We're like, that is so odd.
He just said size 6. This guy must get all the sweetest sneakers because he's the, you know, when you go to a store and you're like, oh, that's a sweet hoodie. Oh,
what
they only
sneakers?
Have it in men's, what, small?
Stride Rights? What sweet sneakers is he wearing? A size 6.5.
He gets to
his sneakers light up like a little school kid's?
He gets to get kids' Jordans. He gets them cheaper.
That's ridiculous. I've never met a grown man with little tiny feet like that. You know what story I thought you were going to say? Because you said Marvin has small hands. We interviewed the Big Show for SiriusXM at a Super Bowl a few years ago. Big Show, the wrestler.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and he shook my hand. It's on radio and he's like, you got small hands. You got little hamburger hands. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like that Burger King commercial where the guy has small hands.
He called Camino. So every time we see the Big Show, he goes, hey, Burger King hands.
And I'm like, all right, fine and funny, but you realize this guy's like 7 foot tall. He's Captain Insano. I mean, who feels big next to this dude? Nobody. But, you know, you don't want that reputation, but it is an honor to fill in for Dan and the Danettes. Shout out to Marvin. Shout out to Dan. Now, I have a question for you guys. You know, we're talking about LeBron.
Now, you know, now Joel's in my head.
Okay.
Next time I see Marvin,
yeah.
The whole time, I don't know if he's just looking at his hands.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's so weird.
It's like, you ever have like your...
Now you're going to be fixated.
You ever have your wife tell you like a weird detail about one of her girlfriends, and then next time you see her...
Can't help look.
You're like, you can't look at her straight. Like she's
Austin Powers with the mole.
Moly, moly, moly,
you're just fixated on the mole.
Let's say it's some gossip or something. Like, can you believe she, I don't know. And it's something, if it's like weird sexual or something. Wait,
she got her butt done. And then the whole day, you're like, I got to see this bad boy.
My God.
Yo, all your wife's friends are calling her right now.
What is going on? What did you tell him?
Yeah. So,
but anyway.
Speaking of the goats, right? We're talking goats. And this isn't a goat conversation. That is the most tired, boring, ridiculous conversation there ever was. But speaking of LeBron, I want to talk about the three Michaels. Do we all know who the three Michaels are? I think we do. If you're a kid of the 80s, 90s, like us, I mean, if you're alive with a pulse.
Oh, Michael Landon?
I mean, Michael Landon's fantastic. I love Little House on the Prairie.
I know you do.
Look, the three Michaels. I'm not even going to tell you because you got to know.
I mean, of course you know the three Michaels.
I want you to think about this and then I have a side question.
Michael Bublé?
Not Michael Bublé. No. Don't even tell him. Right. If there's a bonehead out there that doesn't know who I'm talking about, that's on you,
then
okay?
Live life as a bonehead.
Yeah, it's implied. If you don't know, then I don't want you to listen. Or maybe you'll
have
left
something. Out Michael Irving feels.
No. Oh, yeah. It's not him either. So I'm talking cultural impact, and there's a reason I'm bringing it up, right? When you think of the three Michaels we grew up with, who had the most cultural impact? Think about that, because I have the answer, and I also have a question based on that, okay? And we'll get to that next, right here, in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck.
Shuffle your feet. And pay your fare. That you're coming to a double Dutch affair. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
All right. Covino and Rich on the double Dutch bus.
I'll tell you what. Joel didn't know we know Frankie Smith.
Oh, I love this song. Are you kidding me? Makes me want to do the worm. I think I'm going to do the robot right now.
That'll, you know.
Yeah, that's man.
Is that a classic, dude. Is that a lost art, though?
What?
The bus, meaning I had so many hilarious times on the school bus, on sports trips in school. Think of all the nonsense. And
hey, dude, I hate to break it to you. Not everyone is daddy stacks like you. There's a lot of people that still take the bus. And if you're on the bus listening on the iHeartRadio app, I'm a man of the people.
Oh,
Steve,
I think
you're going
to say if you're on the bus listening to the iHeartRadio app, work harder.
No. I'm a man of the people.
Oh, stop.
Steve Covino. And there he is.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Pretentious. I'm sorry, Mr. Pretentious Pants, Rich Davis.
No, when I was a kid, I feel like there were so many fun memories of just, you know, horsing around and dumb crap on the bus. Nowadays, you pass every school, every kid's got their personal chauffeur to drop. Kid drop-off, that was not a thing when I was a little kid.
No, you're right about that.
The kid drop-off line, like, you walk to school, you took the bus, those are some of the options. Now it's like every kid gets door-to-door service.
That, you know how our parents would probably, if our parents did drop us off to school, they'd drop you off like a block away and you'd walk the rest?
Because it was a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah, because it was traffic or whatever. My daughter, my pain in the ass, I'm sorry, my kid Melody, insist that I drop her. Like, I'm like, get out and go. And she's like, no. Like, she'll sit in the car to the very last minute and have me drop her off right in front of the gate instead of just getting out. Get out. Walk. Shit, they don't even want to walk in their pajama pants. Hey, if I wore pajama pants and Crocs like kids today, I'd be embarrassed to walk anywhere, too.
That's true.
Again, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Always a pleasure. We ask you to check out our podcast. Follow for free. And check us out live Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. But we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Well, so, maybe if you drive that Mercedes, your kid won't want to get out of the car.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she don't want to get out now. I'm like, I know your dad's playing some killer jams right now, but you got to go. Not your personal chauffeur. So, I don't think the bus is out of style. People still take the bus. But I do love that song. Joel's on the ones and twos. Bursch is on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Spots on the videos at Covino and Rich. Now, I mentioned the three Michaels. Come on. Take it back on a Taco Tuesday. You know who I'm talking about.
Michael Bolton.
No. No, that no talent ass clown? No. All right. We're talking Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Michael Jackson. Lionel.
And Mike Tyson. Michael. No one called me Michael. Mike Tyson. Iron Mike.
So, those were the three most impactful Mikes. And by the way, growing up an 80s, 90s kid, there was not a chance in the world you didn't have like a mic or two in your class.
Dude, I saw a TikTok clip. I saw a TikTok clip of right. some mom
yeah.
talking about how all the names that we think were like the hot girls or the cool guys, like Jessica, Stephanie, Jennifer, guys were like Michael, John, Anthony. Those are old people names now.
Oh, yeah.
My kids,
I mean,
are
my
now
name's
like,
Steve.
Like Connor.
My name today might as well be Ebenezer. My name sounds like an old guy's name.
Steve.
And I have a younger girlfriend. Her name's Jordan. So it's like, it's basically Jordan and Sam. You know,
well, I have
like,
Sam's a young guy name again. You're wrong.
All right, George. You know, I might as well be Jebediah. Steve. Anyway,
I notice this when I coach girls t-ball now. All the girls' names on my team seem like
Sam is a young boy's name? Or a girl's name.
No, Sam is a top three popular baby boy's name.
Really? It's back? I didn't know Sam was back.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, anyway, talking Michaels here, all right? Which, again, like Rich said, is like an old guy name now. But when you think about it, those were three hugely, bigly impactful Michaels and people in our life.
No offense to Barbara's, by the way. But someone said the other day, do you think anyone will ever name a girl Barbara again?
You know, everything comes back, Rich, yes. Everything goes in cycles.
But that name sticks out to me. Like, I can't imagine someone anytime soon being like, what did you name her? Oh, this is our daughter, Barbara.
Everything comes back.
You think so?
I mean, give me a break. Kids today are dressed in the same exact way we dressed in the 90s.
That's true.
Everything comes back. So, think of the three Michaels, and I pose the question, is there a clear answer onto who had the most cultural impact? And there's a side question to this
now,
or point I'm going to make.
Now, when you say who had the most cultural impact in the short term or the long term, there might be different answers. Because when you're talking about Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, and Michael Jackson,
those are three of the all-time greats
Michael,
in their field, man.
Michael Jordan is no longer just a man. He's not just a man. He's a brand. You are rocking a pair of his sneakers once a week at least. People have apparel. Other players and other sports have his emblem on their jersey.
I mean, even superstars today, when they talk about meeting Michael Jordan, they're like, they felt like it's not real. Like he was floating or something. They put him on such a crazy pedestal.
Think of pay-per-view fights and what Mike Tyson brought to the fight game after Muhammad Ali. Mike Tyson was the most unbeatable must-see TV for...
And don't forget my video game.
And Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. He is a cultural icon.
And don't forget my weed company now.
Don't forget how he's the most intriguing man in the world, and we still talk about him all the time. And we compare everybody. to him. Hey, do you think Tyson Fury, who's named after him, you think he could beat Mike Tyson? Hey, do you think Deontay Wilder, you think he'd beat Mike Tyson? Hey, you think Mike Tyson would beat Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. So,
everybody talks about Mike Tyson.
So put these three in order. Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. Who has the most long-lasting impact of the Michaels of our childhood? We'll take your feedback next. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.